I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In the United States, Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving Day. Many Christians are sharing stories of what God's done in their lives or is doing this year. We'd like to share this amazing story from Bibles for China. Wendell Rovenstein says that they were doing their normal work of helping the church in China when something unexpected happened. Their unsaved translator began asking questions.
When we left there, she said, "I am shocked. I had no idea there's churches in China." By the time we had finished our trip with her, she had accepted the Lord. She'd had revelation from the Lord through seeing what was happening in the church. And I have been working with her, discipling her, and seeing really a newness and freshness in her life.
And gratitude shifts your focus from what you're lacking in life to the abundance that's already present. We'll wrap up today's broadcast with a story that describes this perfectly. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says a man from Texas called them after hearing about a need for burn cream in an MNN newscast last month.
He wanted to make a donation. He went for his recorder and he recorded the name and the address and promised to send his check. So we have a blind man in Texas calling Florida to reach out and help burned people in Haiti as an outreach of his own personal ministry.
It's just a reminder that even with our own challenges, God can touch hearts and reach beyond ourselves to meet others' needs. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great MNN partner, providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too. Just sign up for their free weekly prayer alert. Go to missionnetworknews.org. Just click on the banner on the right. I'm Greg Yoder.